Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
That's all the mail today?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Ward Cleaver, you can own an acre of land in Palm Springs for just 30 cents a day.
Ward, I've never heard of such a reasonable offer.
I've never heard of Palm Springs, North Dakota, either.
Wally did much better. Got another college catalog today.
What, another one? They must have had 10 or 12 in the last month.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Bea. Wally looking over that catalog that came today?
Yeah, Dad. He's looking over all of them and trying to decide which would be the best college for him to go to.
Well, which way is he leaning?
What your father means is he leaning in the direction of State, his old alma mater.
Well, is he, Beaver?
I don't think he mentioned State, Dad, but he likes Yale, and they got the neatest swimming team.
Well, Wally, how's our college career coming?
Boy, you know, there sure is an awful lot of stuff to consider, but I think I've made up my mind.
It's a big decision, Wally.
Yeah, I know, Dad. But I've just about decided to go to State.
State?
Yeah, Dad, State.
For State? They came in fourth in football.
That was my dormitory my first semester at State. That's the law school. And this is the new school of medicine.
Yeah, our counselor Mayfield says they have all kinds of courses to take.
That's right, Wally. Engineering, journalism, industrial management, the humanities. In fact, you can get just about the best of anything you want there.
That's where your father got me.
Yeah, that's right. You and Dad met at State.
You mean you and Mom went out on dates?
We sure did.
I thought my kids did that.
Beaver, we weren't exactly on Social Security when we met.
Yeah, but it's still hard for me to think of you and Dad going around acting nutty.
What do you mean, Beaver? Mom and Dad had just as much right to act nutty as anybody else does.
Well, thank you, Wally. But getting back to your college education, I'm very happy you're going to State. It's a real thrill to know your son's going to the same college you did.
What Dad means is, Wally, don't goof it up or you'll make him look bad.
Gee, Dad, you don't have to worry about that. Probably all the teachers you had are either dead or retired by now.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea, Barry.
Hey, what's the plot, man?
Oh, hi, Eddie. Barry and I were just talking about college. He's going to go to Valley, and I made up my mind to go to State.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wally. State's got it.
Well, they're both good schools. I guess it all depends on what a guy wants to major in. My dad said...
Hold it, Alvin, hold it. I can see you're getting the wrong picture. You don't measure a college by the courses they can give you.
I suppose it's by the size of the football stadium or something.
No, no. It's by the fraternities.
What are you talking about?
Pay attention close. You guys can graduate with your PhDs and your BAs, whatever. But just let me get next to a fraternity brother whose old man is a president of some oil company, and I got it made.
Cut it out, will you, Eddie? Doesn't matter who you get next to, you still have to have an education.
You know, that old business of who you know instead of what you know is out the window. Oh, hold it. I can see you guys are going to need some briefing. Look, you're up in the frat house filling up those bags of water to throw out the window. If the guy you're filling up those bags with is a senator's son... He can do you a lot more good than old Professor Glockenspiel in the science lab.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, Mom, what happened to all the apples and oranges and bananas? The bowl was filled this morning.
Oh, Beaver, Gilbert, and Whitey came by for a snack.
Chocolate cake's gone, too.
Yes, it was quite a snack.
That's a bit.
guess Beaver's going through that period where he eats just about everything in sight.
Yes.
Say, Mom, you know, I was wondering next fall when I go up to state if I should join a fraternity.
Well, that's nothing you have to decide right away.
Yeah, I guess some of them were kind of crazy. You know, I read where some of the guys used to eat goldfish.
Yes, but that was before I went to college. Our badge of rebellion was wearing dirty saddle shoes.
Yeah, you know, I read where college guys are spinning around in clothes dryers now. I guess they've come a long way, huh, Mom?
I guess so.
Say, Mom, did Dad belong to a fraternity when he went to school?
Ah! Yes, he belonged to Alpha Kappa.
Gee, wonder if he'd want me to join the same fraternity he belonged to.
Well, I don't think he'd want you to just because he did. Why don't you talk it over with him and then make your own decision?
Yeah. Boy, I've got to decide what courses to take, what sports to go out for, what dorm to live in, and what fraternity to join. I never knew so much thinking went along with going to college.
Yeah, Dad. Eddie and I were talking, and I thought I'd probably join a fraternity when I entered state.
Well, that's fine with me, Wally.
Mom said you are an Alpha Kappa.
That's right.
Say, Dad, was your fraternity the best on the campus?
Well, Wally, I guess everyone thinks his fraternity is the best on campus.
Well, yeah, but some are better than others, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Wally. And I think Alpha Kappa is one of the top two.
Gee, then it must be pretty rough to get in, huh?
Well,
Wally, don't be too discouraged. They took your father.
You know, dear, you have a great way of boosting the morale. Let me put it this way, Wally. I don't think you could go wrong joining Alpha Kappa. It's one of the oldest and most honored fraternities. And we've supported a great many very fine causes.
Did any famous guys ever belong?
Well, yes, Alpha Kappa turned out a number of prominent lawyers, a couple of congressmen. The president of the bank here in Mayfield is an Alpha Kappa, so is the district attorney. Mule Saunders was a member of our house.
Oh, boy, that sounds great.
Yeah, if the district attorney is in there, that's the one Eddie better join, too.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hey, I got an angle on the fraternity, Sam.
Yeah, well, I've already made up my mind. I'm going to try to get in Alpha Kappa.
Alpha Kappa?
Yeah, that's the fraternity my dad belongs to.
I don't know, Junior.
Well, what's the matter?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Put your thumb back in your mouth, Sonny. I'm talking. I don't know, Wally. I never heard of Alpha Kappa. Somehow it sounds like Squaresville.
Oh, excuse me, fellas. Phone call, Beaver.
Thanks, Dad.
Hurry back, Beaver. I was really enjoying our conversation.
Say, Dad, I was just telling Eddie about your fraternity.
Oh? Yes, sir, and I had no idea you belonged to such a well-known fraternity.
Yes, Eddie.
Boy, it sure sounds like a great house. You know, a couple of the congressmen and the district attorney belong there.
Yeah, it sounds like the house for me. Of course, I know that my chances of getting in aren't nearly as good as yours, Wally.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, your father being a member of Alpha Kappa, well, he, of course, is in a position to pave the way for you.
Well, it's not quite that easy, Eddie. Wally will still have to be invited to join.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure if you're really interested, Eddie, Dad wouldn't mind putting in a good word for you, too, would you, Dad?
No.
Oh, I'd appreciate that, sir. Anything you could do for me.
Yeah, well, I suppose I could let them know that you two fellows were coming up there and ask them to keep an eye out for you.
Gee, that sounds great, Dad. Thanks a lot.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'll see what I can do. Well,
thank you, sir. Hey, how about going over to the mall shop and drinking a toast to dear old Alpha Kappa? I'll buy.
You'll buy?
Chuck Bradford, he goes to state. Let's show them we know the score.
See you guys later.
Hey, what do you say, Chuck, man?
Hiya, Eddie. Wally?
How's it going, Chuck? Hey, how's it going up at the brain factory?
It's the greatest.
You know, Eddie and I are thinking about going up to state.
You're making a good move.
Yeah, we're doing it right. Wally and I are joining a top fraternity.
Yeah, it pays to go first cabin.
That's what I figured when I started pulling a few strings.
Which house are you guys going for?
Well, Alpha Kappa, what else?
Yeah, that's a fraternity, my...
Alpha Kappa?
Wait, yeah, something wrong?
Fellas, Alpha Kappa is the worst pig house on the campus.
That you, Wally?
Yeah, Dad. Look, Dad, about your fraternity, I don't want you going to a lot of extra trouble, so if you want to just forget about it...
No problem at all. Just finished the letter.
Already?
Yeah. You know, I may be sticking my neck out a little in recommending Eddie, but I figure if he does get in with a bunch of good guys, maybe they'll keep him in line.
Sure.
Want to hear?
Oh, yeah.
Dear Don, as an old fraternity brother, I'd like to ask a favor. My son Wally and a friend of his, Eddie Haskell, will be going to state this coming fall, and I believe that Alpha Kappa would be... Hello? Yeah, hello, Eddie. Yeah, he's right here. You can tell him about it. Did you finish?
Yeah, Dad. It's a real nice letter.
Well, I think I'll go out and buy a late newspaper and mail this on the way.
Dad.
I just hope it does some good.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Sam, I saw Chuck again. I got some more dope on Alpha Kappa. The place is full of creeps and squares.
Listen, Eddie.
I heard the liveliest thing in the house is the thermites. I just wanted to let you know so you could head off your father from writing any letters.
Eddie, will you listen a minute? My dad just got through sending a letter recommending both of us to his fraternity.
What? He can't do this to me.
Look, it was your idea in the first place to
hold everything. We got to play this smart. The first thing to do is to get your father to write a letter saying the whole thing was a mistake.
Eddie, what are you talking about?
Okay, then I'll write him a letter telling him to forget it. We don't want a bunch of clods embarrassing us by rushing us when we get up there.
Listen, Eddie, you just write your own letter. Leave me out of it, huh?
Breakfast is all ready.
Yeah, I know, Mom. But I broke my shoelace. So I took this one out of my tennis shoe, and I thought I'd dump it in the ink bottle.
Beaver, no, honey. Here, I think there's an extra pair up here in the drawer.
Somebody straightened my drawer out. And I can't find anything. Mom, there's something I think I ought to tell you. But I don't know whether I should or not.
Here, what's it about?
It's about Wally. But I don't know whether he'd want me to tell you or not.
He said not to say anything?
No. But he didn't say to say anything either. It's something about Dad, but it's not the kind of thing you can come right out and tell him.
Then why don't you tell me?
Yeah, I guess telling you wouldn't be the same as telling Dad. You see, what happened is, Wally and Eddie ran into this guy, Chuck, and he goes to state.
Yes?
And this guy knows all about Dad's old fraternity. And he said... Well, Mom, I'm late for school.
Beaver, come on, you're not that late.
Well, he said Dad's fraternity was a pig house.
Beaver!
He said it, Mom, I didn't.
Beaver, are you sure about this?
Yes, Mom, and that's why Wally's so shook up. He heard it's a real crummy place with a lot of creepy guys belonging to it. And he doesn't even want to go near it, but he's only doing it so he won't hurt Dad's feelings. And please don't tell him I told you.
Thanks, dear. I've had enough.
I think you better have some more before I tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, it's something a boy called Chuck told Eddie and Wally, and then Wally told Beaver, and Beaver told me, and... Well, I think I'd better tell you.
Maybe I will have some more.
Hey, Eddie.
Sam.
Look, it's about my dad's fraternity.
You mean old Pig Must Die? Relax, Elmer. I got myself off the hook.
You did?
Yeah, I wrote him a letter. A copy of it here someplace, in case I have to go to court. It's this. Dear sirs, regarding the recent letter you received from Mr. Ward Cleaver concerning me as a possible pledge, the letter was sent without my knowledge. Due to the fact that I'm considering another fraternity, I'd appreciate it if you'd withdraw my name from consideration next fall.
Can you send it already?
Don't start crying now, Sam. I could have told him you wanted out too, but when I said I was going to write, you're the one who screamed no.
Hey, Ted.
Hi, Eddie.
Hiya, Ted.
Nice game, Wally.
Gee, thanks a lot, Ted. Hey, I didn't know you were up in the stands.
Yeah, I thought I'd drop by and see how the old alma mater was doing.
Hey, Ted, you must really be doing great up at State. I saw in the paper where you're leading the conference. Man, you're knocking them dead.
Yeah, well, we did get a little lucky.
Lucky? With that no-hitter you pitched, man, you're another Drysdale.
Same old Eddie. I'll see you, fellas.
I'll see you. Yeah, we'll be seeing you up at State.
Oh, is that where you guys are going? Well, you certainly made the right choice.
Hey, Ted, how about putting in a good word for a couple of your buddies at your fraternity?
Come on, Eddie, knock it off, huh?
Well, Eddie, I could tell the guys you're coming, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be rushed. The guys feel we've got the top house on campus.
Well, that's for us. I understand you can really get clobbered if you get in with the owls and the weirdos.
Say, Ted, what fraternity do you belong to?
Alpha Kappa.
Alpha Kappa?
What's the matter? Is there something wrong?
Well, we'd heard that Alpha Kappa was a little substandard.
What are you talking about? Where did you hear that?
From Chuck Bradford.
Oh, that character. Well, I guess I can understand Chuck's attitude all right. We had to drop him from the fraternity 2 weeks after he joined.
You kicked him out?
What for? That doesn't matter, but we had a good reason. Ever since, he's been going around knocking the place. Look, fellas, take it from me. Alpha Kappa is one of the top outfits around. I'll see you later. I got to go talk to the coach.
I'll see you, Ted. Hey, Eddie, no wonder Chuck was knocking the place. Fraternity's not so bad after all. Now we can go ahead and...
that letter you wrote.
Yeah, I really fixed myself up good. The old Haskell touch.
Well, look, Eddie, why don't you come on home with me? Maybe we can figure something out, huh?
You mean before your father kills me or after?
Come on.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Go ahead.
Mr. Cleaver, can I see you a minute?
Sure, Eddie, what is it?
I mean in private.
Well, of course. Come on in the den.
Boy, Eddie in the den with Dad. This is going to be neat. Let's listen.
We'll do no such thing. Come on, you sit down.
Gee, Mom, don't you want to know what's going on in your own family?
Yes?
Well, first of all, we'd just like to say that we want to join Alpha Kappa. That is, if they'll take us.
More than anything, sir. Well, now, just a minute. I heard a little differently. I heard that you boys were under the impression that Alpha Kappa was a... Well, that it wasn't such a good fraternity.
You know about what we heard, huh?
Yes, the story came to me in a roundabout way. Of course, by the time I did hear about it, it could have been somewhat exaggerated.
Well, no, sir, I think you probably got it right.
I see. Well, then, as long as you fellows are convinced my old house is all you hoped it would be, I see no problem.
Yeah, well, but there is a problem, Dad.
Oh?
Yeah, you see, well, Eddie has something that he wants to tell you.
No, go ahead, Wally. You're doing great.
Come on, Eddie.
Well, sir, I sent a letter to your fraternity after you did.
You did?
Yes, sir. It was just a friendly, innocent little... I told them that your letter was a mistake and that I didn't want any part of Alpha Kappa.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was before he found out that it wasn't a pig outfit. I mean...
Well, what made you change your mind?
Well, you see, we were talking to the wrong guy. And then we talked to this other guy, and he gave us the real dope.
Yes, a person we respect, just like you, sir. I thought that with your great understanding and your friends up at State...
Hold it, Eddie.
I know what you mean, Mr. Cleaver.
Or I go running off at the mouth again. That's how I get into these messes, popping off when I should be listening. I don't know. I wouldn't really blame you if you thought that Wally would be better off in the fraternity without me.
Oh, I don't think we feel that way. Do we, Wally?
Well, heck, Eddie, you're okay if you just soft-pedal being a wise guy once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you fellows just run along? I've got an important letter to write. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, sir. Thank you, Mr. Cleaver. You know, if I'd have done something like this to my father, he'd clobber me.
Don't think I didn't consider it, Eddie.
Wally?
Yeah?
I was just thinking about next fall when you go away to college.
Yeah, what about it?
I guess you'll be living up there, huh?
Yeah, in the fraternity house, if I get in.
For 4 whole years?
Yeah. Hey, what are you getting at?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, well, look, Beav, you'll have this whole room to yourself. And both Telerac's in there. And gee, you'll even have a whole closet for yourself.
Yeah, I know all that.
Well, and you can even play your radio as loud as you want. And I won't be here to tell you to quit it when I'm studying.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff, Wally.
You weren't?
No. I was just thinking. I'm going to get stuck with taking the trash out and cleaning the yard. All kinds of things like that by myself.
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.